So we all know that fasting is at the centre of Ramadan, and it's what makes this month so special. The great thing about fasting is that it instills patience and self-control, making Ramadan a month of opportunity where you can bring about huge changes to your mindset and your lifestyle. And in this week's episode, I'm going to be discussing exactly how we can reinvent ourselves and really make the most of this blessed month. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I genuinely can't believe that Ramadan's nearly here, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I really hope that you're all prepped and ready for this blessed month. I'm so excited to take you guys on this journey with me. So please do look forward to some special Ramadan episodes coming out over the next few weeks. But for now, let's dive straight into today's episode. Now, we all know how hard it is to bring about change, whether it's around our habits or our lifestyle. We can all picture something in our mind that we want to change about ourselves, whether, you know, it's engaging in more zikr, praying all five prayers, maybe waking up for tahajjud. We've all got these aspirations and goals, but we fall short whenever it comes to actually turning those aspirations into a reality. And this is understandable, right? Because it's so easy to just stay in your comfort zone and keep things the same. But the scary thing is, we think we've got plenty of time to make changes in the future, but we really don't. And this is why Ramadan is the perfect month to try and reinvent yourself and your identity, because fasting gives you that mental and physical clarity to really realign your intentions and bring them back to the Akhirah, rather than just being focused on this dunya. And Allah has made Ramadan a really golden opportunity. Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "When the month of Ramadan begins, the gates of heaven are opened, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained." So there's no better time to get closer to your deen than Ramadan, where it's harder to sin and it's easier to do good deeds, alhamdulillah. So how do I actually make changes, you might be asking? Well, first, you need to identify what it is that you actually want to change about yourself or your lifestyle. Because most of the time, it is obvious to us what's pulling us, you know, further away from our deen. But other times, it's not as obvious. For example, we could constantly be trying our best outside of Ramadan to become better Muslims. But it could be that the people that we surround ourselves with are having a bad influence on us, which we don't necessarily always realise. So it could be that Ramadan is the time to, you know, distance yourself from bad friends. Another example might be that you want to start reading the Quran every day. And this one's more clear to you than the last example, but that doesn't necessarily make it any easier. However, because Ramadan is a time when you're in a more disciplined state of mind from fasting, it does make it easier to create routines where you begin implementing these habits into your daily schedule. And turning back to the first example, your routine might involve, you know, busying yourself with the Quran or going to the mosque instead of staying in bad company. So the first step to reinventing yourself is by creating these routines and using the patience and discipline that the month of Ramadan gives us to really maximise our potential. But remember, consistency is key. So although giving up is the easiest route to take, the reality is that we don't know if we're actually going to live to see the next Ramadan. So please guys, if you take anything away from this episode, let it be that Ramadan really and truly is the perfect opportunity to improve yourself and to bring about permanent change for the better. Another way to maximise the benefits of this month and to use it to change yourself is by giving every single day of Ramadan your best efforts, not just the last 10 days or only the 27th night. Because this way, you're maintaining that consistency and, you know, if we're being honest, you'll never be able to get into good habits if you slack off during most of Ramadan with the hopes that you might gain those same rewards in only the last 10 days. So get yourself ready now and start planning what you're going to try and accomplish each day and week. You know, set yourself goals and actually try your best to really stick to them. And if you want to know how to set Ramadan goals that you'll actually stick to, please do check out episode number 2 where I go into detail about this. Now, one thing to be aware of, though, is that you might get to a point, maybe midway through Ramadan, where you feel mentally and physically exhausted. And this is natural, not only because of the fasting, but because you've really been pushing yourself to get rewards by, you know, doing things like reciting the Quran and standing in the night in Taraweeh, for example. But the key thing that differentiates those who get the most out of Ramadan and those who don't are the people who stay disciplined and push through the fog. Because as hard as it will be, it's so important to stay in that routine and keep worshipping Allah in this month, even when your energy levels dip. Because it's only when you do this that you'll be able to really reinvent yourself and become that better person that you've always wanted yourself to be. Another significant part of Ramadan is the night prayers, specifically Taraweeh and Tahajjud. These prayers have immeasurable benefits, and there's no better way to get closer to your deen than attending Taraweeh in the mosque whenever you can. You know, not only are you worshipping Allah in one of the best ways during the month of Ramadan, but you're also surrounding yourself with others who wish the same, both for themselves and for you as well. And Tahajjud is also the best time to repent and ask Allah for forgiveness. But nonetheless, I do want to add that you should strive to repent throughout Ramadan. I think that repenting is actually the key to reinventing yourself, because you're cleansing your heart and renewing your intentions, which makes it easier for you to bring about that permanent change. Ramadan is also a time for compassion and doing your best to help others. So look for opportunities to give back to your community and try and become more generous during this time, whether that's through charity, volunteering, or maybe even just checking in on your neighbours. Because serving others not only benefits those in need, but it also helps you to grow as a person. You really see yourself developing because you're being selfless and you're actually taking time out of your day to help other people. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of The Sisters Pod. I really hope you enjoyed listening to it, and if you did, please drop me a follow and do check out my Instagram as well, at thesisters.pod. May Allah allow us to reach Ramadan and make it a beneficial time for all of us. Ameen. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.